decree. Seek out the legend, move my feet. Someone told me that I had one hell of a time. As my faith leads, stand the window. Find myself on the table with a tag on my toe. I think I'm floating in a shroud. Hope they know that I love the time I had. Just another week in accident. Take a stand, block out the noise. Wave the white flag, a fake point. Someone told me that I had one hell of a time. A cold wind blows as my faith leaves. The police scream as I try and leave. Visions of decisions as my night calls. Visions of decisions as my night.
Also have an official video on YouTube for your song Weekend Accident.
Yep.
What was the inspiration for that song and video?
So Weekend Accident was a phrase I started to hear when people in Ontario were talking on the news and stuff, especially about overdoses. And certainly with the opiate epidemic, having influxes and increases of deaths and fatalities and overdoses in Canada, North America really in general. And having gone and lived in that world for a bit when I was struggling with drug addiction, I did witness some of that stuff firsthand. And so I always wanted to write a song based around that. So that song and that video is really about the day in the life of a junkie or a heroin addict. And you can even relate it to alcohol addiction if you wanted to, or just mental health. So if you do watch the video on YouTube, Weekend Accident, you'll notice it starts, and very quickly I'll summarize it, where someone's breaking into a house and they're stealing jewelry to then go and buy drugs. And essentially what ends up happening is they end up losing their life by the end of the video. It's a pretty heavy video. You know, I've had people tell me it's a little difficult to watch at sometimes. But I think it's important, and there's some really great stats at the end about how many people are losing their lives to it. And I think it's becoming less taboo, that issue for people. And it's one of the harder rock songs, which I think lends itself well to the lyrical content on the EP. So I think, you know, it's got a really great guitar riff in it. It's one of my favorites on the EP. The video is very near and dear to my heart. And I do hope people can check it out and share it and kind of get that message out, because that's kind of my main goal with this batch of songs.
I know it's been hard making plans very far ahead during the pandemic, and things are kind of starting to open back up a little bit. But what's on the horizon musically for you over the coming months? Are you going to be trying to get some shows out around this EP release?
Yeah, well, you know what? That's, for me, kind of an understatement in a sense. And you're so right with it being tougher with the pandemic. So the EP that just came out last Tuesday on the 29th, was essentially slated like to come out independently in May. And I had worked up, you know, doing kind of a socials campaign marketing stuff. And then the lockdown happened, and kind of like, you know, maybe three quarters of the way through March into April, I kind of just came to the conclusion, like, it's, you know, the college radio campaign I had, scheduled at the time was backburnered because no one was really working. The kids weren't in school anymore. And a couple of the other marketing things I was working on got shelved. And I had two shows at the time booked to promote and kind of have like an EP release party in May around locally here, Burlington and Oakville, where I'm situated. And so, yeah, everything just kind of came to a halt. So I said, oh, you know what, I'm going to push it later on, closer into the fall, and see what happens there, and hopefully things start opening back up, but I can kind of get a better grip on it. In terms of shows, there's not a ton of venues out here in Ontario doing gigs right now, and I do know from talking to a few promoters, everything's, the ones that are with reduced capacity, it's more backlog, so it's hard to get slots right now. Certainly, hopefully by the end of the year and the new year, if everything kind of calms down a bit, definitely we'll be playing a lot of shows. Certainly here in Ontario, I would love to get out west again. Usually do some stuff in Quebec. So if anyone's listening in any of those parts, yeah, just look out in the new year if you like the stuff, and I would love to see you out at a show.
Perfect. Where can we find you online to keep track of these performances as they arise?
Yeah, so online, I basically run a very active Instagram account. So that's at Johnny_Porter_music. That's Johnny without an H, if anyone's wondering. And Facebook as well. So it's facebook.com/JohnnyPorterMusic. The official website as well is www.johnnyportermusic.com. So it's always Johnny Porter Music. You can just Google that as well, and should be the first things that pop up. So if you really want to stay up to date, definitely Instagram, the official website, and Facebook are your best ways to do that.
Awesome. I'd like to take us out with your song, Let Them Save Me. What can you tell me about that one?
Let Them Save Me, again, it's typically about my struggles with drug addiction. So, you know, if you've known anyone, may, that struggle with that, or a family member, or anyone that's listening has had a friend or themselves, typically you'll get into these situations where, you know, everyone that loves you or cares about you is trying to help you. And it's such a hard battle, because often when you're not ready to get clean and you're not ready to make that switch, you know, you're often allergic to the help that's trying to be given to you. So that hook in the chorus, let them save me. And I repeat that, let them save me. And at the end I say, well, let them try. And that's kind of just a way of me saying it took a long time for me to accept the help that was being offered to me by people. And for a long time, I was kind of just rudely throwing it back into their face, to say it lightly. So that's essentially what that song is about. The only thing that's kind of fictional in that song is I kind of make reference to the, like I say, she. So I kind of make like a fictional character in it to kind of bring it away from me, so it's not so personalized. But essentially, it's about my own struggles again with addiction and mental health issues.
Such an important issue and relatable message, and a really great EP. Johnny, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much, May. It was a pleasure of mine.
She's got those crying eyes again. She's got that way about her that could bring a lie to the end. She's got them sad, sad eyes with those big bad bags and those walking crow's lines. She's got them crying eyes. Let them save me. Let them save me. Let them save me. Let them save me. Let them try.
The head that's where